My name is Birch Draper, and I'm pleased to introduce another Fireside Chat with Stargazer. Here is my brother-in-law, Stargazer Borealis.
Thank you for joining me. It is a very unfortunate situation I see many others in. Each year, they give a review of the previous year and say how terrible it was, and how they hope the following year will be better. The truly unfortunate part is, I hear them say this year after year. I am an astronomer, and here are a few facts. The year is an artificial construct. It could have begun at any point. After all, we have months, we have weeks, we have days. All of the beginning and end points are artificial. Jews begin and end their day at sunset, not midnight. Weeks are purely of Hebraic origin. Months are artificial. They don't follow the phases of the moon. Every year has 13 full and 13 new moons. So why don't we have 13 months instead of 12? Well, the Romans had only 10 from March to December and left the period from the end of December to the beginning of March unresolved. My point is, the beginning and end of any time period is purely arbitrary. So what does this have to do with the yearly events I see? Bad things happen. The fact that it happens in a particular year is of no consequence. So the question comes, did you have any control over the events that happened or not? If the answer is no, will yelling at an artificial time period make it or you any better? The answer is obviously no. So why do it? Does doing it even make you feel better? Usually not. So let the bad stuff go and move on. You're only hurting yourself dwelling on it. If, on the other hand, you did have control over it, why did you allow it to happen? And why bother yelling at it? Maybe your control was only limited. Okay, fine. So you do your best the next time. You don't blame it or yourself. That does no good. Try better next time. So if you want my advice, resolve this year to do the following. Avoid rash decisions. Thinking things through will increase the likelihood that the decision you make will be a good one. Don't blame others. It does no good. If that person is close to you, be a friend and love them. That will do more to help them than being bitter about the decisions they make that affect you. Let everything else go. It will free your heart and make future decisions far clearer. Repent. You recognize you blew it. Repent for having done it and ask for forgiveness. You don't have to receive forgiveness, but you do need to repent. This will make your next decision easier. And lastly, forgive. I've already done a talk on this previously, but it can't be overstated. Forgive others and forgive yourself. This will free your heart of resentment if done often enough, and will allow you to enjoy the present, which will in turn make the future brighter. May 2019 be a year where your heart is freer than it has ever been. I'm Stargazer Borealis, and if you have a question you would like answered, leave it in the comments below. Until next time, peace be within you.